Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in studio as we're going to talk a little bit about the Cass Health Foundation, and they have a fundraising dinner coming up here very soon. It's kind of nice to see a lot of these things popping back into existence again. Dave Chase is with us here this morning, going to talk a little bit about some of that. How are you?
I'm good, Jim, and how are you? Thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely. It's nice to have these things kind of going again.
Yeah. We had to skip last year because of COVID, and so we're on track again to have our annual gala. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, well, we can do that. It's coming up in March. It's still a little bit of time away, but that time will zip away fast. We just saw how fast 2021 disappeared.
Thank goodness it went.
Yeah, we've had a couple of rough years, but, you know, these types of things have to happen for the things that we need to come to fruition. I mean, without these types of fundraising events and opportunities out there, you know, it's difficult to do what we need to do with a foundation, which, of course, assists the hospital operation.
Yeah, and this is the mission of the Hospital Foundation, is to provide support for acquisition of additional equipment, provide scholarships, just things that are outside of the ordinary budget of the hospital itself. And we've been pretty successful in that in the past few years, and the gala has helped us raise the money to do that.
Yeah. Is this the biggest fundraiser that the foundation has?
This is the biggest fundraiser, yes, on an annual basis, and we're always trying to come up with new ideas. And we have to give credit to Don Marnin coming up with this idea about a gala 4 or 5 years ago, and we've had it annually ever since, with the exception of last year, and it's been great.
Usually there's a theme involved. They've kind of varied over time, and this year you've, you're back with guns a-blazing, I guess. Is that a way to put it?
This is the Wild West. The theme is the Wild West this year. We've had masquerade and, the 30s and the 40s themes, and this is get out your cowboy boots and your cowboy hat and the petticoats, and let's have at it.
You think a lot of folks will have to do a lot of shopping to get organized? There aren't too many cowboy boots around these parts, are there?
I think people are probably back in the closet, back in the old days. They've got all these things. It'll be fun to see.
Yeah.
The attire is recommended but not required. It's just a fun event, and it's always fun to see people try to outdo themselves.
And they do. We've seen some folks really go all out when it comes to dressing up for these.
Yeah, it's sometimes embarrassing. But masquerade wasn't so bad because you had masks. But this will be fun.
Well, you know, you could go as Jesse James and wear a mask.
That's right. You could. There's an idea. Yeah. Hold up a train and come to the gala.
We've gotten kind of used to masks anyway lately, right. So, you know, it won't be that outside our comfort zone.
That's right.
Well, let's talk about the evening itself. This is coming up on Saturday, March 26th. Give us the details.
Yeah, the it's a dinner and entertainment, and this year at beverage hour starts at 5 o'clock, and dinner is served at 6 o'clock. The dinner is being prepared by Ryan Askeland of Dusty's in Griswold, who's helped us out before. And the menu, if you're interested, has to do with a Western theme, of course. Brisket and a whiskey-glazed chicken breast will be choices, tumbleweed potatoes. And then we're going to have to talk about the dessert auction later. But then entertainment comes after that, and we have a DJ going to help us out, Jesse Swanson. And after that, a dessert auction, which everybody who has attended this has experienced before. A lot of fun. Highest bidder gets first choice on a number of desserts that are prepared for the gala. And we also have a contest this year, which is new. And I'm not familiar with the Nailed It TV show, but apparently there's a TV show called Nailed It. But this is going to involve cake decorating, which I'll probably stay out of. But there will be teams that will be challenged to decorate a cake and try to come closest to recreate a design of a professionally prepared cake, and the winner gets a trophy and bragging rights. So that's the event, the rest of the evening will be music and dancing,
just socializing, having fun, and raising awareness and raising funds. I can help you out with the judging on the cake decorating thing, especially if it involves tasting to see if it tastes like the original. But
I've tried to get on the drink committee for years, and they keep keeping me off to sample the drinks. But I think that's probably a wise idea.
Well, and now this is an event that that anyone can enjoy. Get your table together. You can come as an individual, a couple, a group, a table full. Do whatever you want. Right?
Yeah, that there's various sponsorship levels. So if you want to put together a couple of tables of eight, that would be at one level. What you get for that is two tables with eight guests each, 16 tickets to the cocktail hour, and promotional promotional support. And it goes all the way down to a single. You can come as a Lone Ranger. That's the entry fee for a single person. That's $75. And, you know, we'll put a table together for you. If you want to come on your own, come as a couple, we'll find a place for you.
Very good. We're doing all this to raise funds, as we mentioned up front. And this time around, you have something specifically earmarked for the money?
Yeah, we always try to have one item that the hospital emergency department or other departments need. And this year is it's a really interesting device. It's a telemedicine cart specifically focused on diagnosis of strokes. The equipment allows the people locally in our emergency room here to have immediate contact with specialists who specialize in stroke care. And as many people realize, and who have had experience with themselves or a family member having a stroke, time is of the essence in treating this. And, you know, stroke is the fifth leading cause of death and the leading cause of disability in the U.S. And from a personal standpoint, I have a very close friend who had a stroke and did not get the immediate attention that was required and needed. And he's suffered from the long-term consequences of that. This allows immediate connection, which is important, by telemedicine. And our goal is to raise $77,000 toward the purchase of this equipment.
Well, when you think about all the benefits of having situations set up with specialists from different places that come into our hospital facility constantly, weekly in a lot of cases, but and having that access is great, but, you know, it's even better to have that instant access when the time comes. Even when they're not here, you can dial them up quick and have them right there just like they were in the room.
I think everybody wants the best possible care they can get out of their health providers, and this is another step in the direction of providing that quality care that's close to home without having to travel to the big city for diagnosis and treatment.
I think we all understand the benefits of being able to live in a smaller community where we know each other and get along well and are able to support our needs and each other. But, you know, sometimes the challenge is things like medical care. You know, the money isn't the same as it is in larger areas. But there are ways around that we can still provide that quality care that folks expect, you know, in a larger facility in a metropolitan area, and that just enhances our quality of life.
That's very well said. And, you know, rural hospitals are really struggling financially with the COVID situation. We are extremely lucky in Cass County to have a viable health care facility. And it's activities like what we're talking about today that allow that to happen because we can recruit professionals who have the state-of-the-art contacts and support that they need.
Absolutely. And they keep in touch and do all those kind of things. Now, we're having this event on March 26th on a Saturday evening. Now, there are always some conflicts here and there with schedules and things. If folks would love to attend and support the cause but just can't make it that evening, is it possible at all that someone could accept a donation from them?
Oh, thank you for asking. Yes, there is. And you need to contact Dawn Marnin at the Cass Health Facility. I'll find her telephone number here almost immediately, but You can contact the hospital and get in touch with Dawn Marnin, and she can arrange for your personal donation.
Easy enough to do that. Yeah. Very good. Again, I mentioned Saturday, March 26th. It'll be at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Dave, if folks would like to get themselves signed up, get a table or whatever, however they want to organize that, how do they get themselves in on this deal?
Well, they contact Dawn Marnin at Cass Health, and she'll give you all the information that you need, and we'll get you signed up. And there are tables available at different sponsorship levels, so don't be reluctant to reach out, because it is going to be a fun evening.
Right, you'll probably be surprised at the folks that you know that you'll find there, too, so mm-hmm. you won't be alone. Well, very good. Dig out those cowboy hats and boots. You need them again.
Yeah. Yahoo.
Well, hopefully the weather will be a little bit more conducive just wearing a cowboy hat and not a hat with earmuffs on it, too, by then.
That's right. We'll cross our fingers for that.
Very good. Again, Saturday, March 26th. Check it out with the Hospital Foundation, the Cass Health Foundation, and contact Dawn if you are interested in participating. Dave, thanks for coming by.
You're welcome, Jim. Anytime.